Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Travis Tompkins, Emergency Management Team. Been deployed for almost a month. They've been doing a fantastic job running EM for other counties throughout the state of Florida. I was contacted at the end of last week by an old friend of mine with the American Public Works Association that I met when I was managing the county's pavement management program some years ago. And he says, hey, I need some help. I said, well, what do you need help with? He says, well, we have two truckloads of food down here around Sarasota, Pasco County, but we don't have any way to cook it. I said, well, I can't come down and cook. I mean, I like to cook. I mean, I bought a big green egg a couple years ago.
Wes Moreno, the county administrator, and he is a great cook, by the way, buying the big green egg, and he's an outstanding barbecuer. But yeah, what an interesting request. You know, can you come help cook this stuff? And I thought it was interesting to think about Travis Tompkins, the emergency manager for Escambia County, being deployed for a month. You know, because, I mean, but I guess it's true. It's, you know, it's been a month since Helene. So if you're still in the field because of that. But this story became super interesting. Listen to this.
Travis Tompkins, Emergency Management Team.
Oh, sorry, that's the same one here.
So, but through buying that big green egg, I got to know Kevin Green, who owns the owner of the butcher shop here in Pensacola. If you know him, he's a fantastic guy, very philanthropic here in the community. And I called Kevin. I said, listen, these guys need some help. And so he put the word out because he ships meat to everybody in the country. And then I had called another buddy of mine in Coral Gables that I met through the big green egg. And he put the word out. And then Sunday, I got a phone call from Chris Evers. He goes, man, you ain't going to believe this. He goes, we got all these barbecue teams coming. We're going to be serving 1,000 meals a day. So you never know, just from buying a big green egg just 4 or 5 years ago, what opens up to you. So I want to say thanks to Kevin Green here. If you know him, if you don't know him, go by and meet him. When we had the pandemic, he made sure he kept plenty of hamburger meat on stock for everybody. So great guy, great business, and I just want to mention that this morning.
I love hearing good stories like that, people helping out, especially when it's got, you know, obviously local connections. So that is fantastic. Way to go. 713 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Of course, the big news yesterday is at long last and finally we have a District 4 representative for Escambia County.
I state your name.
I, Ashley Hoffberger.
A citizen of the state of Florida.
A citizen of the state of Florida.
And of the United States of America.
And of the United States of America.
And being an officer of Escambia County.
And being an officer of Escambia County.
And the recipient of public funds.
And the recipient of public funds.
As such officer.
As such officer.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So that was the second of the two required oaths of office. Jennifer Fredrichovich, Judge Fredrichovich, giving the oath of office to Ashley Hoffberger. And then Pam Childers reading the commission from Governor DeSantis. And John, what's been my phrase the last couple of days that you keep saying again and again?
Don't call them
no.
Indians.
No, no, not that. No, that's true too. But be a human.
Oh,
right. Be
sorry.
A human. You've said
I was
it like
still
five
thinking
times
about
today. I know. Be a human. Be a person. I love human moments. I love when you find out that somebody is not a robot. Right. We still have yet to discover whether Kamala Harris is or is not a robot. We learned right away yesterday, which I could have told you this already, that Ashley Hoffberger is not a robot. She's a human. And I this is the end of the Pam Childers commissioning mention.
All the powers and responsibilities appertaining thereto, and to receive the privileges and emoluments thereof in accordance with the law. Signed, Ron DeSantis, Governor of Florida. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I love the thank you, the little kind of semi-giggle overcome with happiness. Just, I love it. I mean, you know, first of all, no guy would ever say this. And good. Good. I mean, I think it's delightful. Listen, this is so, I mean, it's so endearing. You know what I mean?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's just... I love people. I love people who are people, and I have great optimism about Ashley Hoffberger. Of course, you know, she's only in this, she's only officially designated in this until November 18th. That's, of course, because we have an election coming up, and she is the Republican against Ron Helms, the Democrat. So, you know, we'll see long term. of course, I think most political prognosticators would expect that she's going to win that election because Republican-centric, you know, District 4 is so heavy Republican-centric. But you have to actually have elections because, you know, you never know what's going to happen. 716 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, fast meeting. We'll tell you about that in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still no accidents to let you know about. We are seeing some slowdowns if you're on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. You're going to see just a minor slowdown there. Other than that, everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So the only controversy in the meeting turned out not to be any controversy at all. There were five items on the county attorney's report that went with, zero hiccups.
There are five action items on the county attorney's report. I can answer any questions.
Board, no, sir.
I'll move all five of them.
Thank you. All right, please vote. Items pass 5-0. Anything else, Madam Counsel?
Thank you.
Thank you.
What?
All right.
I mean, granted, most of them were really easy, obvious items, like an extension of the SEC Women's Soccer Championship deal, an extension of the Sun Belt Conference Basketball Championship deal. Both of those, kudos Pensacola Sports and all the work that's been done to, you know, make those great events and continue those events. So that's fantastic. They did a shade meeting. I mean, of course, there's always going to be a new shade meeting to discuss pending litigation. And then the one that caught me by surprise that didn't get any conversation was they, and now this is not passing the ordinance, okay? This is scheduling the public hearing to consider passing the ordinance of the camping ban, what I've been calling the B version, the one that mirrors the state or implements the language of the state law in local ordinance so that the Escambia County Sheriff's Office can join PPD, assuming the city passes it on second reading next month, that they will have legal authority to remove people from camping in public areas and rights of way and, you know, parks and things like that. They didn't pass it last night, but the scheduling, I just expected somebody would talk about it. Nobody talked about it. They're done. Okay. Which, of course, led to the eventual outcome of one of the fastest county commission meetings I've ever seen.
Board, if there's nothing further, we're adjourned. Congratulations. Ashley, 45 minutes, it's not bad. It will probably be the best meeting that you sit in, that you sit through. So it's all downhill from here. So
let's hope not. Let's expect so. In more ways than one. 718. Everybody's nice in the beginning. 718 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and I have tickets to give away for Celtic Thunder coming next Wednesday, October 23rd at the Sanger Theater. The name of the show is Odyssey, and it's always a good show. They've been coming here for many, many years. So if you would like to go to that, caller number 437-1620, 437-1620, a pair of tickets to next Wednesday's performance of Celtic Thunder at the Sanger Theater. Call now and win.
Here's today's strength for life.
Winning at life is a scriptural concept. Rum that you may obtain speaks of winning. Run in such a way that you avoid being a castaway. We should run like Paul, not Demas. Paul fought a good fight, finished his course, and kept the faith, and henceforth there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness. However, Demas forsook his friend and his faith, having loved this present world. Paul was a winner, but Demas was a castaway. So what's the key to winning at life? The Bible says it's temperance, self-control. It's not asceticism, religion, self-effort, but it is spirit-enabled self-control. Temperance is a fruit of the spirit. It's allowing your position in Christ to determine your pursuits. So avoid being a castaway by biblically regulating each area of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally. Control yourself for God's glory. Spirit-filled self-control is the key to winning at life.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah! I stole the baby! I stole the baby!
Well, Commissioner Hopper, welcome. That chair's been empty for a long time. I thought there was going to be a ghost in it for Halloween. But I'm glad you're here, and welcome aboard.
Mike Kohler making a pretty good joke about how long it has been that the District 4 seat on the Escambia County Commission has been vacant, and it is now filled for at least a month until we get a new commissioner, which will either be Ashley Hoffberger or Ron Helms. But yeah, I mean, you know, I really wonder if any of the commissioners would have had the guts to put like a ghost outfit on the chair. Probably not. who wants to irritate the governor? I mean, I don't mind. It's my job to say these things, but whatever. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you are needing to repair something, build something, remodel something, or build a house from scratch, Pensacola Hardware, they've got all the stuff you need. They've been doing this for 173 years. I say that, and it's still every time it catches me by surprise. 1851. Like, before Levi's, Pensacola Hardware has been in business. One of the 50 oldest companies in the entire country, the oldest in the state of Florida. I think it's 33 presidents have been alive. You know, they've been around for 30. It's pretty good. Before the Civil War, okay? So they know, and that's part of what you get. When you go there, of course, they have the stuff you need, right? But they have the wisdom, the experience, the knowledge, and especially if you build things for a living, they can help guide you through any problem that you encounter. They can tell you what the code is going to be to fix it to install the solution for it. They probably know the inspectors. They can ship to your job site. They can put you on a monthly line of credit. I mean, just they'll take care of you. Construction professionals are their bread and butter. But anybody, even like me, who doesn't know anything and is likely going to do it wrong the first time, they can take care of your needs. Plus, they've got a fantastic houseware section in the front where, you know, grills and cookware and knives and Yeti stuff and SEC merchandise. Anyway, great place to buy gifts, great place to get good advice, and, of course, buy hardware. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. 725 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 from, I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29 through that construction zone. Seeing a small delay there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, you know, when you flush the toilet, that's not good. And if it gets better, that's even worse because they don't heal themselves. Plumbing problems of any kind, the hot water's not hot enough, the pressure's not pressured enough, call Barbary Plumbing, 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the Prime Minister of Great Britain is paying tribute to Liam Payne. Prime Minister Keir Starmer yesterday expressing his sincere condolences to family and friends of the singer. The 31-year-old former One Direction member died on Wednesday after falling from a hotel balcony. The 14-year-old boy accused of killing four people at a Georgia high school has now been indicted by a grand jury along with his father. The shooting happened in September. It killed two students and two teachers at Appalachie High School in Georgia. On Thursday, a grand jury indicted the teen on four counts of felony murder. His father faces four charges of second-degree murder. And the FBI says it recently took down a violent multinational drug trafficking network that was run by a former Olympic athlete. The Bureau says Canadian Olympic snowboarder Ryan Wedding was the leader of a crime organization that was trucking 60 tons of cocaine from Colombia to distribution hubs in Los Angeles, where it was being shipped all across the country and in Canada.
Not to make jokes about cocaine trafficking, but if you want to get a job done, give it to an Olympic athlete.
Yeah.
Persistence, dedication, thinking big, making dreams, living them. I mean, you know. My God. What'd you say? How much was it?
60 tons of cocaine from Colombia to distribution hubs all over North America.
60 yeah. tons.
That's a lot.
Wow. Okay, all right. David, thanks so much for the update. 727 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, this is, we talked about this just briefly yesterday, but it has become really one of these, like, every news source is talking about this story over the last 24 hours. You know the case, David mentioned it to me briefly yesterday, and we were kind of dumbfounded that the Texas legislature was trying to subpoena a death row inmate who was supposed to get executed by midnight last night in connection with the shaken baby syndrome death of his 2-year-old daughter from several years ago. I mean, years and years ago. And they had wanted to subpoena him. And I'm like, that's weird. You've never heard of that before. Well, it turns out the reason is because so many people have become convinced that he's innocent, including even the lead detective on the case. A guy named Brian Wharton has been publicly yelling and screaming about this for years.
He's a special man, and I'm ashamed that I missed that 20 years ago. We were looking for an offender, and we labeled him as such, and we made it stick, all based on junk science.
That's an amazing thing for a former detective to confess to, basically. So here's what actually happened. In 2002, they were sleeping. He was sleeping with his 2-year-old child, okay, co-sleeping. And the baby fell out of the bed is what he says, okay? She was also very sick, okay, at the time. And he brought her back up on the bed and goes to sleep again. And when he wakes up, she's dead. A horrible experience as a father. And at the time, they accused him, because of bruising on the body, they accused him of having shaken her and caused her death, shaken baby syndrome. And since then, and he didn't show very much emotional response to it, and so they thought he was guilty because of that. Turns out he has autism, or is autistic, however you prefer to say it. And so showing emotion is not a good thing, not a normal thing necessarily. Also, it turned out she had double pneumonia, and it turns out that it seems like all of the physical evidence can be explained by the fall off the bed and the pneumonia. But he was prosecuted for killing his daughter and put on death row for it. Subsequently, shaken baby syndrome has been something that the experts have backed off of, what they call the junk science there. And there's actually a law in Florida that's supposed to make it so that if you get convicted under a scientific theory that becomes discredited later, you're supposed to be able to be, you know, exonerated or at least have some remedy to that. But the Texas prosecuting side and the attorney general are not willing to do that. And so that's why the state legislature stepped in. They basically were trying to create space. They were trying to subpoena him and make it so that there was a legal impediment to getting him executed. The Supreme Court of the United States said that there's nothing they can do to stop it, even though Sotomayor wrote that she believes he's innocent. Everybody knows he's innocent, she says. So we're in this weird situation where, depending on what you believe about the facts, he either killed his baby or, for all these years, he has been in jail waiting execution for doing nothing other than having a very sick child fall out of bed and being autistic that he was. Horrible thing if that's the truth of it, right? So now he did not get executed last night. We're waiting to see what's going to happen next.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump on Fox and Friends says Vice President Harris's line of attack calling him unstable isn't working.
I don't think she knows where she is. She's a low IQ person. She's not smart. Everyone knows that.
Harris in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Just imagine Donald Trump with no guardrails. Right?
She and Trump campaign in Michigan today. The Texas Supreme Court puts Robert Roberson's execution on hold. There's evidence his daughter died of complications from pneumonia, not shaken baby syndrome. A Texas House committee wants him to testify.
For 22 years, this man has been held in prison on death row, and we're hoping that finally, with this ruling today, with the state and the Supreme Court's decision, that the Texas House will be able to help bring to light the truth in this case.
Texas State Rep. John Busey there, the lead detective in the case, says he's ashamed he got it wrong. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 48 degrees, the sun shining in Pensacola this morning. Well, we learned yesterday that ECAT had removed some bus stop benches after they'd reportedly had numerous issues with homeless individuals. ECAT said riders were complaining about the situation. Channel 3 asked District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler about it. He said he reached out to ECAT's director.
He told me that it was being removed because it was vandalism and that it would be replaced. And each one of these estimate, according to what ECAT told us, is around $20,000. So it had, according to what I was told, it had nothing to do to be punishing anyone homeless.
And homeless advocates are calling the removal of the benches cruel, and there's no word on when those benches could be reinstalled in the locations that they've been removed. A huge resurfacing project in Escambia County will begin next month. Work will begin on Pine Forest Road from Mobile Highway to Blue Angel Parkway. That project is estimated at about $2.3 million. It'll include resurfacing the roads, sidewalk and crosswalk improvements, including ADA upgrades, traffic light upgrades, new signage, pavement markings. There's also going to be some nighttime lane closures involved in that project. And those should all be between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. The work is expected to be complete by mid-2025. The 9 Mile Plaza Winn-Dixie store is officially closed. It's being renovated, and it'll reopen next year as an Aldi. Aldi purchased Winn-Dixie's parent company, Southeastern Grocers, back in March after announcing a $9 billion national expansion plan. Aldi says they don't plan to convert every Winn-Dixie, but a significant amount of them will be. There's no word on how many of our remaining Winn-Dixie stores in this area are going to be changed over. Aldi also said employees at the former Winn-Dixie store will have the first opportunity to apply to work at the location when it reopens as an Aldi. An arrest has been made for the shooting on Chimes Way that left one man dead and another injured on Sunday. 35-year-old Walter Baker is now charged with murder, attempted murder, tampering with evidence, and possession of a weapon by a felon. The shooting happened 3 a.m. Sunday morning. One victim died at the scene. Another is still in the hospital. Family members identified the man killed as 26-year-old Jacantis Johnson. Escambia County now has a District 4 Commissioner. Ashley Hoffberger took her seat at the dais on Thursday. She was sworn in at the Board of County Commissioners meeting yesterday.
I, Ashley Hoffberger,
a citizen of the state of Florida,
a citizen of the state of Florida,
and of the United States of America,
and of the United States of America,
and being an officer of Escambia County,
and being an officer of Escambia County,
and the recipient of public funds,
and the recipient of public funds, as such officer,
do hereby solemnly swear,
do hereby solemnly swear, or affirm,
that I will support,
that I will support,
the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that yesterday from the Escambia County Commission meeting, Hoffberger now takes the seat, which has been vacant since January when Robert Bender was appointed as the new county supervisor of elections. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Oh, that's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're still seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through the construction zone on Highway 29. That's about a 10-minute delay there, so just pack your patience with that one. Also, everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Right now, we have got sunshine, a beautiful morning, but a little bit chilly again today. We've got 48 degrees right now in Pensacola. Your next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Google is replacing Prabhakar Raghavan, the company's search and ads boss since 2018, with longtime Google executive Nick Fox. Raghavan will be moving into the role of Google chief technologist. Reuters reports Samsung Electronics has postponed taking deliveries of ASML chip-making equipment for its upcoming factory in Texas, as it has yet to win any major customers for the project. The decision has prompted them to send staff deployed on-site back home. Apple's new iPhones got off to a strong start in China, with their sales rising 20% in their first 3 weeks since their launch, compared with its 2023 model. According to Counterpoint, overall iPhone unit sales in China, however, dropped 2% year over year due to increased competition with Huawei's Mate and Pura series. Futures are mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 161, the NASDAQ up 6, the S&P 500 down 1. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
During Cybersecurity Awareness Month, LifeLock wants to give you helpful tips to protect your identity. Using multi-factor authentication can be a line of defense to help protect your personal information. But LifeLock offers comprehensive protection against identity theft. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes issues that arise, guaranteed or your money back. Protect your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name, Clay, as the promo code. Terms apply.
Experience the captivating musical journey with Celtic Thunder in their brand new show, Odyssey. Join Damian McGinty, Emmett Cahill, Neil Byrne, and Ronan Scollard as they explore a fusion of traditional and contemporary Celtic music, a mix of great new songs and beloved fan favorites. In Odyssey, Celtic Thunder continues their musical evolution.
Get your tickets now for Celtic Thunder at the Sanger Theatre on October 23rd.
I know what it means to fight for family. I've lost my husband to ALS and my son to a fatal brain tumor. Those experiences shaped me, but they didn't break me. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to fight for you and your family. I'll work to lower costs, improve our schools, and make our communities safer for everyone. Our families deserve better. I've faced adversity and come out strong. Vote for me, Gay Valamont, on November the 5th, and let's build a brighter future together.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers.
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's their range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing them in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Yes, it is our opportunity to talk to a tenant command. We'll be periodically continuing to do this series as we meet more of them and as schedules permit. I know it's been a little bit since we had one, but this is our 12th installment in the series. And today we have the pleasure of talking to Captain Sarah Sherwood. She is the relatively new, 3 months or so, commanding officer at CIWT, which for those of you who hate acronyms, you're going to hate this one even more. You say CIWT, but it's spelled C-I-W-T, the Center for Information Warfare Training, stationed on board NAS Pensacola Corey Station. Did I say it right?
You did.
Nobody ever does. Nobody ever says it right because we just say Corey Station, but it is a parcel of NAS Pensacola operated by, Village is the commanding officer for you. Captain Sherwood, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. So you come to us from Fibron 7 in San Diego, which is an amphibious squadron, two LHDs, amphibious landing docks, which we know well from the McCool, is that kind of a ship, and an LHA, which is the flat deck. So you're used to interfacing. You were the information warfare officer, is that right?
Information Warfare Commander.
Commander, very good. And so you were in charge of all of the information warfare-related matters for that squadron of ships, and very cool. Welcome to Pensacola. Welcome back to Pensacola. Is it back or is it two?
It is two.
Oh, this
is my first time
tour.
Here.
Yes. Oh, all right. See, we deal with a lot of aviators who have been here many, many times. So welcome to Pensacola. What do you think of it so far?
I'm loving it.
We'll take it. That's what we're hoping for. Okay, so we know that most people have no idea what takes place on Corey Station. We know that most people have no idea what information warfare is about, what you do. Part of that is deliberate, but you're here today to talk to us about it. So let's start with the basics. What does the Center for Information Warfare Training do?
Thank you, Andrew. I'd actually like to take it back one more step.
Oh, feel free.
What is information warfare?
I appreciate that.
Sure. So information warfare is the integrated employment of the Navy's information-based capabilities. So by that, we mean communications, networks, intelligence, meteorology, oceanography, cryptology, electronic warfare, cyberspace operations, and space. And we build all of those together, and that's what the Information Warfare Commander does, is we take each one of those disparate disciplines, mixes them together to deny, degrade, and deceive the enemy's capabilities, and to better enhance our own friendly capabilities.
Okay, so all of the non-physical things that the Navy does are your responsibility, other than probably like radar for missiles and things like that. But you, all the information, all the data, all the communications, all of the security, all of the stuff that's necessary to do any kind of war fighting, that's what information warfare is.
That's correct.
Okay, and denying it to the enemy.
Right? Yes.
Controlling it for yourself, protecting it for yourself, denying it for the enemy, which, as we have seen in very vivid form in Ukraine, is absolutely essential for winning the modern war, right?
That is true.
Okay, so now that's what information warfare is. What does CIWT do?
So CIWT is the foundation to educating all of our enlisted and officers to do those different disciplines. So enlisted will come out of boot camp.
Okay.
And they will come to my first term schools. I like to think of CIWT
as being the sort of board of education or the superintendent.
Okay.
And so CWIT builds and develops the curriculum that we then take to our information warfare training commands, which I have around the globe, specifically one at Corry Station, one in Virginia Beach, one in San Diego, and one in Monterey, with several other satellite campuses, 19 in total, around the globe. And we build the curriculum, and then they execute the teaching of it.
So. Okay. And those are those four schoolhouses you mentioned are, and this is where people are going to start to hate us all, IWTSI, Information Warfare Training
Center.
Okay. So four schools and all the other satellite campuses as well that you oversee as CWIT for IWTSI. See how much people hate the Navy acronyms? But okay, that's where you train people to do the specific things like work in IT.
Yes.
Cyber. And what's the other one? Cryptology, thank you, which is languages, decoding, protecting the information, right? And
yep.
And code breaking and all that stuff too, right?
Signals analysis, electronic warfare, all of those things. And we do those three that you highlighted specifically at Corry Station.
Okay.
But we teach our intel specialists and our information professional officers and our intelligence officers at Virginia Beach and San Diego.
Okay. So again, people, you know, ships are communicating to ships, planes are communicating to planes and to ships, subs are communicating to ships or command or anywhere else. That's all the kind of stuff that you train people to make possible.
Yes.
How big is the operation? Because one of the things that is continually shocking to me is how big the tenant commands are here in Pensacola, especially the ones that nobody's ever heard of. I mean, at least in your case, they've probably seen the road sign.
Yes.
That says, you know, CWIT this way.
Yes.
And that's the full extent of knowledge, right? Let's come back to that in just a second. John Pickens has a quick traffic break for us. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Okay. So we're talking to Captain Sarah Sherwood. She's the commanding officer of the Center for Information Warfare Training on board Corry Station. How big is the operation? Like, how many students? What's your throughput in a given year?
Sure. So across the whole domain, so across the globe, we train about 26,000 students per year.
26,000 a year?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
In 200 courses.
Okay.
About staff, again, the whole domain staff of about 1,200 instructors.
Okay. So 1,200 instructors. And then you said you have the four schoolhouses. The one here in Pensacola, how many, which is IT, cyber, and cryptology.
Yes.
How many students you put through there every year?
We put through there about 14,000.
Good Lord.
Yeah. We currently have 3,200 on deck. It's almost a small aircraft carrier over there.
Wow. So, okay, I always like to think in terms of UWFs. I think the whole population at UWF is in that 12 to 13,000 range. So every year you're graduating an entire UWF.
Yes.
At Pensacola.
Corry Station specifically.
At Corry Station. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. So, and these are like mostly straight out of boot camp, right?
That's correct.
So I used to always, and this is, I love doing this because I learned so much. I used to always think that if you saw young kids with the close haircuts around downtown, they were pilots. And I have since learned that maybe, but usually the pilots are a little bit older. Okay. But then I learned that they're probably at the MATSEG. They're Marines, right? Training
That's
to
true.
Learn how to turn wrenches and, you know, fix airplanes and whatnot. And lots of other things too. Based on those numbers, you got a pretty even chance of it being the Marines from the MATSEG or your students, right?
That's true.
Great. Feel like every time I do this, all the things I thought I knew, I didn't. Okay. But people don't, you don't talk a lot about your mission because this is a very secretive kind of endeavor. I mean, you have compartmentalized information facilities, SCIFs, on board Corry Station. I've been out there to see them, and I'm not inside for obvious reasons. But that it's a very secrecy-shrouded endeavor, right?
It is, yes.
So, okay, this may seem like a dumb question, but why would you go on the radio and tell people about it?
Well, there's an important reason for people to understand a little bit about what we do because we bring a game-changing capability to warfighting. And so, you know, we've got ships, aircrafts, and planes that are out there doing their mission, but they're not doing it without us. And so it's really important that information warfare be a little bit transparent about what we do, but also keep a little bit of that secrecy that you talk about. We have to recruit sailors, get sailors in to do the mission. And sometimes it's really hard if you're too secretive.
Yeah, yeah. No, like a lot of people have their thought about what the Navy means, right? You know, you drive ships, you repair planes, you fly planes, you get in subs. You know, they probably, the average person probably never thinks, you know what I need to do is I need to go learn cryptology or Arabic or, you know, how to make sure a network is secure on board a ship. you know, those are things people never think about as a Navy opportunity, but 13,000, 14,000? What did you say? I mean, that's an enormous number.
It is.
Okay, so how is recruiting for the domains that you train? Are you, you have enough recruits? You have more than enough? I mean, it seems like a huge demand if you're putting that many students through every year.
It is. We're meeting recruiting numbers in some areas and not in other areas. I'd say information technology, that is the second largest rate in the Navy. We have 14,000 that come through the schoolhouse for that rate alone, but we always need more.
Okay.
You cannot execute any mission, whether it be from a maritime operations center, a COCOM, a Pacific Fleet, the fleet forces, from a ship, an aircraft, a submarine. You cannot do any of that without having information warfare. So we, as I like to think of it, we build the table and then we set the table. And by set the table is, sure, if I build it, we'll give them the communications, we'll give them the intelligence they need, we'll do the cryptology that they need, we'll give them the weather. But we can also fight in that domain. And we fight through non-kinetic means, through electronic warfare, through electronic attack. Unfortunately, Andrew, you can't see what we do.
Right.
When we do cyber operations, defensive or offensive, it's on a keyboard and a network in a space nobody can see. When I jam something off of a ship or off of an aircraft, you can't see that. There's no big missile. There's no big plume of smoke and fire that blows up and everybody's
worst
like, wow.
B-roll ever. There's
right.
No good video for what you do.
Exactly.
All right. But if you didn't do it, we would be unable to fight in the modern space.
That is true.
And so when you hear about, like, you know, B-2s from Whiteman go bomb targets in Yemen, now that's an Air Force mission, but the Air Force equivalent of what you do made that possible.
Yes.
And in fact, I think you guys, I know you train, what, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, also some Army and Air Force too?
That is true.
So
yes,
you
our
guys
cyber
work,
missions.
You work
for
cyber missions, you work across this entire space. So... And some foreign nationals too, right?
Yes.
Some? Okay. So we now know that if you fail, nothing else works.
That's
because
correct.
None of these entities, even a plane, an F-18, is very limited in what it can do if it doesn't have information warfare and cyber protecting its eyes, basically, and informing it so it knows what to do. But that's sort of the what happens if you fail. We get that nothing else possibly happens. What's something that people don't understand about you, or what's a misconception that people have? Maybe even it's about Corps, which you're not the only tenant command, you're not the only operation on Corps, but you're one of the main ones.
Yes. So it's Center for Information Warfare, so the CWIT, and then the IWITC, the Information Warfare Training Command. So those are two of the tenant commands on board Corps Station. I think one of the miscommunications or misconceptions of us is that we're either all James Bond. If I ask you what, you know, if I ask you what you do, then I'll have to kill you kind of concept.
I've been very scared to learn too much. Go on.
That's okay. And other things I've heard specifically here in Pensacola is, oh, you must have just databases and server farms on board Corey Station. That is not true of what we have on board. We are, as I said, a teaching command. We are there to build the education that we need and then provide it to our sailors so that they can then go out to all the different disparate sites, the NSAs, the Office of Naval Intelligence, the Defense Intelligence Agencies, ships, submarines, aircraft, and execute their tradecraft to keep us out of crisis, but if in crisis or conflict, that we're ready to respond. And we're really that foundational block of being left of launch, doing all the things we can do, and then while we're in a crisis or conflict, actually helping to execute.
And just last question, because we're totally out of time. It's a great, I assume, you tell me if I'm wrong, going into information warfare is a great way to get an excellent job. In fact, probably one of your challenges is the private sector is way too eager to hire your folks, and so continuing to train and continuing to keep them, I assume, is a big challenge.
It is, absolutely, Andrew. We do create amazing sailors, amazing technicians, amazing people that would like to come work for any company that wants to defend their cyberspace, wants to get their IT going right. But you can't do what you do in the Navy in a building, brick-and-mortar building. You got to get out there. You got to do it. 1% of our population will ever join the Navy and have the opportunity to do this. So I just encourage anyone that's interested in information warfare, any of those multiple disciplines I talked about, we actually have a CWIT YouTube channel that has videos that you can go watch to get more information about specifically what it means to be a cryptologic signals intelligence, what it means to be a cryptologic technician, a cryptologic maintenance, all of these things that we find hard to discuss. We actually have 3 or 4 minute videos on each one if anyone's interested in going to watch.
And one of the coolest museums in the universe that nobody's allowed to see. That museum's amazing. Center for Information Warfare, Commanding Officer Captain Sarah Sherwood. Captain Sherwood, welcome to Pensacola officially.
Thank you.
On behalf. Thank you for spending some time with us and training our sailors to do what they do, and our Marines and our Coasties and all that. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for your service, and thanks for giving us the information this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew. Look forward to it.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Well, I was clicking buttons. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays from Pine Forest all the way through the Highway 29 on I-10 eastbound. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
For some of us, it's way more than just hunting. Hunting is one of the best things in life, and Jim's Firearms is proud to be a part of it. Let the team at Jim's Firearms help you prepare for a successful hunting season. With a large selection of shotguns and rifles, you're sure to find one to meet your shooting needs. Jim's Firearms, West Pensacola, corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Can we build it?
Yes, we can!
Good morning, 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, hopes for a ceasefire in the Middle East coming to an end. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to continue with the wars in Gaza and Lebanon. This after President Biden said yesterday that it would be a good time for a Gaza ceasefire.
All right, David, thanks so much. We got the Transgressors coming up and Julio Diaz with movie reviews.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.